Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Ryan Elward of the National Weather Service with your community comment. Troy took some well-deserved time off last week, so I'm jumping in to continue his discussion about hazards we don't have here on the coast. Again, this is because folks travel to other areas of the country where these hazards do exist, and our coastal perspectives can get us in trouble. Troy has already discussed lightning and heat. Today, I want to talk about flash flooding. Yes, we have flooding here on the Northwest California coast. We see it every winter. A large storm system comes into the area, bringing rain that seems to last for days. Our rivers and streams gradually rise and flow out of their banks, flooding areas that flood nearly every year. Some years, the river flooding is worse and catastrophic, no doubt about it. However, these types of floods are different from flash floods. Generally, we can see our flooding coming, and forecasting a big river flood is fairly straightforward. Flash floods are another animal. Flash floods are inherently flashy. Typically, they are triggered by intense thunderstorm rainfall. Forecasting the development of thunderstorms is one thing, but forecasting the location of persistent, intense thunderstorms is extremely difficult. This means providing the days in advance warning like a river flood isn't possible. Depending on the environment, these rainfall events don't even have to last very long. Think of the desert Southwest, where the dry, sometimes quite rocky environment can allow the water to immediately go to runoff. Slot canyons are particularly dangerous in places like Utah, where a dry canyon can become a rushing torrent in minutes. In the southeastern United States, a lot more rain is needed to cause excessive flooding, but rainfall rates can be significantly greater in southeastern U.S. thunderstorms. Just a few days ago, an extreme event hit Tennessee with over a foot of rain in just a few hours. The fast-rising water, despite flash flood warnings being issued, was so intense in flooding areas you wouldn't normally expect to flood that it caught people before they could get out of the way. Unfortunately, many people lost their lives. This sudden onset of flooding is what makes flash flooding so dangerous. To keep safe, knowing the forecast is tip number one. Going hiking and the forecast calls for the potential for thunderstorms? That isn't the right day to climb into the slot canyon in a desert environment. And if the threat for flash flooding is high enough, the National Weather Service will issue flash flood watches indicating the threat is higher today than other days. Tip number two is to have a way to get notified. If you can, have a weather radio to be alerted if a flash flood warning is issued for your location. And if it is, take action. Don't wait to get to high ground, especially if you're in a flood-prone location. And last, if you see flooding on the roadway, please don't drive through it. This is the most important tip I can provide. Turn around, don't drown. Only a foot of moving water can float a car away. That's why it's so important to never, ever drive through a flooded road, especially when you don't know the roadway. Take these tips seriously, and you'll be prepared for flash floods on your next adventure. This has been Ryan Elward with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.